Hey, I'm Stella, and welcome to the Block 101 podcast, where you'll find the brightest minds and projects of the emerging tech industry. Today, I have the pleasure to speak with Ferhat Kaçmaz from Fitburn. Ferhat is a serial entrepreneur with over 20 years of experience building profitable businesses. He went from nightlife king to becoming one of the most recognized fitness personalities in the Middle East. His revolutionary app, Fitburn, will disrupt the industry with the world's first burn-to-earn fitness app. Let's dive in. Hi, Ferhat. Thank you so much for making it to the podcast. How are you today?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me, Stella. How are
you? My absolute pleasure. Absolute pleasure. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Back from Dubai, preparing the show for Malta that you will come to. I'm very happy to see you again. So Ferhat, today we're going to talk about Fitburn. And before that, I really wanted to talk about you and your personal story, because I think it's quite amazing how you came from a completely different industry, the nightlife, into this super healthy kind of lifestyle, blockchain and all that. So can you please tell us a little bit more about you and also the story of Fitburn, how it all started?
Sure. So, my name is Ferhat. I'm 43 years old, and I'm the CEO and co-founder of Fitburn. I was born and raised in Germany. So now I'm living since 10 years in Dubai. So I moved 10 years ago from Germany, from a small city to a big and very fast growing, I think the fastest growing city in the world. My background is actually, I'm coming from the event management and concerts, and I was a former nightclub owner. So I lived a very unhealthy and sometimes dangerous life in Germany.
That's something I would not expect, by the way, someone telling me dangerous life in Germany, because for me, Germany is the country I associate the least with danger and adventure and excitement. So
yeah, it depends on what you're doing. So if you're in the nightclub business and everything what happens in the night with alcohol and maybe drugs people are taking, so it's getting pretty dangerous. So this is why you can see in the nightclubs always you have a lot of bouncers and securities. I mean, this is the reason for. And it's this kind of business where it's related to cash, where you have every night a lot of cash that you're collecting from the people. So that is interesting for some people to maybe take a part. So that's why it was a quiet business. So it's not a business that you should do for very long. And this is exactly what I decided for myself, because first of all, about the danger. And secondly, I had a completely unhealthy life. So you sleep in the day, you're at home at like 7, 8 a.m. in the morning, and then you cannot sleep directly. And then you're eating unhealthy fast food. And at 10 a.m. or something, you go to sleep and wake up at, I don't know, 6, 7. So, and then you prepare for the other night. So you can imagine it was very unhealthy and always fast eating. And even before the nightclub thing, even in concerts, to plan a concert and preparations and deal with the artists and speak with the management and the whole stuff. It was very stressful and very unhealthy.
So, yes. And yeah, but you were living this life for quite a while, I think.
Yeah.
How many years were that?
I think I would say like 15, 16 years.
I was 16 years.
I lived this nightclub thing. And yeah, and every year, I mean, I started very young. When you are young, you can compensate things, so you don't feel it. You think you're nothing can happen to you. You're healthy, you're fit, you're dynamic. But as many years are going and you get older, and you feel it in your body. So you feel that you're getting sick and uncomfortable with yourself and the whole stress and all the stuff. So
yes, and even beyond this stressful life and unhealthy life, I think some pretty crazy things happened to you, right? I read your biography and I felt like I was watching a movie.
Yeah, this is when you read this, this is what I told with the danger. So people came in the night and tried to rob and take the money, and even stab me with a knife in my hand to show me that if I don't pay, then more bad things will happen and this kind of stuff.
Completely crazy.
Yeah, it is like in the movies. So when you see the movies and you see the club owners and with what kind of people they are dealing, I mean, this is something true. When someone doing a movie, they're taking the stories from somewhere. It's not okay. Often
yeah,
it's
yeah, yeah.
over thing, but in real life, it's the same.
And so how did you get from this to who you are today? This recognized internationally fitness expert and genius, truly, because you've built so many things.
Yeah, thank you very much. To be honest, it was a decision that I take because, first of all, I gained so much weight. I was 35 kg overweight and I felt really bad. And I thought, okay, when I continue this life, I will die. I will not see my 35. So, and then one day I woke up and I said, okay, that's, I cannot continue like this. I need to change everything. So, and then I decided for myself, it made like a click in my head and I started to change my nutrition, started to go work out and try new things, new technologies, and then what comes with fitness. And I was so motivated and started to lose weight, and as much weight you lose, as more motivated you get. And so I dedicated my most of the time in fitness and researching and get healthy and all the nutrition thing. And it couldn't stop me, so I started to do a fitness business. So I started to have studios with electronic muscle stimulation. It's called EMS technology. It's a fitness stuff that you do only twice a week, 20 minutes. It's a new technology. It was new technology 10 years ago. So I built this thing in Germany, and it was very successful. So I decided to go out of the nightclub things and focus on this business. So then I thought about, how can I expand this business? And I was always related somehow to Dubai since 2001. We did concerts in Dubai, and we brought artists, R&B singers, and to the nightclubs here. So I had always a relationship to Dubai, and I love Dubai, and I loved the dynamic life and the whole vibes of this big city. So I always thought, okay, what can I do in Dubai? I want to live there. And once I built this fitness business, from one day to the other, I decided to move. I said, okay, you know what? I want to do it now. I pack all my stuff, moved to Dubai, and started the same business that I did in mm-hmm. Germany.
And you brought this very innovative technology to Dubai, but then it was not enough. You decided to build something even more innovative, and that's how you built FitBurn, right?
Yeah, it was, to be honest, it was not only Dubai. I brought the technology as the first person to whole Middle East. So it was nowhere in whole Middle East. So that's why it was actually very successful. So I built a franchise system with 26 branches in 5 countries here in Middle East. And then I was more and more interested in crypto and this crypto stuff. I liked it's like a little bit like a gambling, and I love the style how you can make fast money, and okay, you can lose fast as well. So I was started again to focus on crypto and learn things, and then I met my partner Sebastian, who came with his family from Germany. He wanted to move to Dubai as well, and he was a day trader, and wanted to live in Dubai and do his trading stuff. So he told me about how he's doing this crypto thing and how he's making money. And then I was so impressed. And I said, you know what, let's do a company together. If you want to anyway move here, and I have my contacts here, so let's do something together in crypto. And he said, okay, why not? So we started to do some investments together. We had a fund and invested in projects. And one day he came to me and said, Ferhat, we need to invest in this move to earn stuff. And I said, man, what is this again, move to earn? I mean, crypto is anyway, so much information and new things every day coming. So now again, a new thing. Yeah, this is very cool. It's like a bridge from a crypto in real life, and you do this and that and get rewarded. And at honestly, I always said, okay, it's a new hype and it will go. So I didn't listen so much to it. And I said, okay, if you want to invest, then let's invest. Yeah, and then Stepn came as the first big move to earn concept. And it was a really big hype. So the people who invested early, they did some 2000x and this stuff. And it was a big hype. And then he came again to me and said, Ferhat, you see, I told you, we need to do this. Let's do something like that. And he's a former athlete. He's a professional athlete. He's doing bodybuilding. This is my partner, Sebastian. And he told me, let's do something like move to earn in the gym. I said, yeah, but how you want to do this? How you want to track? I mean, you cannot put things on the machines and do the tracking and give the people earning. And then, yeah, let's do something. What can we do? And then I came with the idea and I said, okay, you know what? There's move to earn. Let's do burn to earn. Let's give the people a reward
okay.
when they burn calories.
And but I said, so,
yeah. But, yeah.
Oh, sorry, I'm interrupting you. Just because you were talking about Stepn earlier, and I was going to ask what's the difference with Stepn. And you talked about the success of Stepn as well in the beginning, but now yeah. we kind of see that it's, well, we kind of see the flaws and the problems in the move to earn system that kind of unfortunately resembles for most of the move to earns as yeah. Ponzi schemes. So yeah. what's the difference now with move to earn and burn to earn, and how is FitBurn different?
Look, the big difference is, I said it in, I explained it already in other interviews and podcasts. The biggest difference is, first of all, Stepn, they didn't have any experience. They created something to reward people, but it was never before there. And so there was no experience how it will work, how people will get rewarded, how many people will participate in this. So they were somehow overwhelmed. And so the first difference is that we learned from their mistakes. And the mistakes, first of all, is they don't have any use case. So it's a Ponzi scheme. If you don't have a use case and you give rewards from the people, you can only give the rewards if new people are coming, right? It's a typical Ponzi scheme. So, and we said, okay, we will not do the same thing. And the second biggest mistake was they didn't have any cap. So you could earn like $2,000 a day. And if the token price is going up, even $10,000 a day. But from where is this money coming, right? You need to
get exactly. the money
from.
Exactly.
So you get it.
And FitBurn does it different.
Yeah. And what we are doing is we are building a real use case. That means our token, with our token, you will be able to pay gym memberships, to renew your membership, to pay for services like personal training, for massages. You will be able to buy a nutrition, like protein shakes and this stuff. You will buy clothes and gloves and shoes. So we are very well connected in this fitness space. And so we said we need to build a use case, and the money needs to come from the real life, from the real world. It cannot be only from new members like a Ponzi scheme. And this is the biggest difference that we have. We have a real use case. Stepn, what could you do? You can sell the token, or you could buy some stupid gems to upgrade your shoes. So, but most of the people will sell, right? And we said we built the real utility behind. That was the idea, the difference.
Utility, I think, is always what drives the projects and what makes them sustainable in the long run. Can you please tell us a bit more about the user journey? How is it like? So let's say I want to start using FitBurn.
It's easy. First of all, you need to download the app, of course. Then you need to get yourself the calorie token, the Cal token. This is our token. And with this calorie token, you will be able to buy an NFT shirt. Okay, you need a shirt to go to the gym. You cannot go topless. So once you have the shirt, your app is activated. And once you are inside a gym, it could be any gym in the world, as long as it's declared as a gym, like Google Maps. So with the geotagging, if you are inside the gym, and the app will start working. So you do your daily workout. And
for this, you need like a partnerships with all the gyms like separately, individually? How does it work?
No, we have two types. So you could go to any gym in the world as long as it's in the Google Maps and the app will work. You can do your workout and you get your rewards. And then on top, we will have partner gyms. So it will be the two biggest or three biggest chains in each country. And with these partnerships, you will have with your NFT a free one-year membership included. So if you are lucky and you live somewhere where there's a partner gym of Fitburn, you can use it with your NFT and have 1 year for free. If not, and you're unlucky, you can still go to any gym and do your workout and burn calories and get rewarded for it.
Fantastic. Amazing.
Very easy. And with this rewards, you can buy, like I said, you can go online or offline inside the gym. You can use the services. You can pay everything. So our main goal is to establish the calorie token as a fitness currency. So wherever you can do a service or pay something that is related to fitness, you should pay it with calorie token. This is the main goal.
I see. And what are the next steps in your development? When are you planning to launch and to be listed?
So we are now still in the funding stages. So we have still two rounds for the funding. And the app will be ready for the beta testing end of November. So what we will do is we will give it to partners and early investors and friends to let them try it, the app.
Good to know. Good to know.
So, of course, for you guys as well. So you will get it. And awesome. Then we will take the feedback from the people and it will be for sure some bugs in softwares. So we will take the feedback and whatever is not okay at the moment, and we will change it and do a second round of testing. And I think between January and February, we will be ready. And latest in March, we will go on the listings, latest. So between Jan and March, this is the plan. And before we are on the Mr. Olympia exhibition, this is the biggest and well-known and most prestigious event in fitness and bodybuilding in the world, where Arnold Schwarzenegger was famous for. So there we will have a live testing as well. So people who are coming to our stand would be able to test the application live. We'll have a stand with the gym.
Fantastic. Cool. Sounds really, really cool. And tell me, I'm very curious, since you had, I think, over 20 years of entrepreneurial experience, right?
Yeah, 24.
But in 24, in so many different industries. So there was in the food industry, in the night industry. What do you think were the biggest challenges that you faced in the crypto world compared to the traditional world?
I have the feeling that the crypto world is really an own world. So when you're coming from this traditional business, many things what happens in crypto world and the people who are in crypto, it feels like they're living their own life. They have their own views of things. For me, it was very hard to sometimes understand the thinking, how they do business. And I think this is because of this fast money we can make with crypto. So we have a lot of millionaires. They get overnight millions of dollars because they bet on one coin, but there is no real education behind, or they don't know how to build a business. So they do projects and have their own coins and blah, blah, blah. And this is not working at the end because they don't have this entrepreneurship. They don't have the experience how to build a real, reasonable business. And I always have the feeling that they have really an own world. So everyone is doing this own thing and it has nothing to do with the real life, the real world. So this is the feeling. So
yeah, you kind of lose touch with reality.
Yeah, it's true. So there's no humble people that I met. Yeah. Everyone is talking about private jets and yacht parties, and I have this car and this watch, and So,
well, you also throw pretty cool yacht parties.
Yeah, but this is more for marketing purpose than for private. So
I see.
This is a little bit different, of course, to get more exposure for the project.
And if you had to give three pieces of advice to a very seasoned entrepreneur in, let's say, the traditional world who wants to get into crypto, what would these be? It's a tough one.
So from traditional to crypto?
Yeah.
Don't believe anyone. Do your own research. And I think the most important is don't expect to get rich overnight. I think this is the most, because most of the people are trying to move to crypto because they think, okay, it's the fastest and easiest way to make money. But it is. But on the same page is the fastest way to lose your money.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Don't go.
It should not be your. It should not be your main drive to get into crypto at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the thing. And if you do some business, if you want to do business in crypto, you should be first learn the traditional business before you say, okay, I will do business in crypto, because you need to learn first the basics in business and how to build something and how to do it sustainable before you even try to do it in crypto, because in crypto everything is much faster, much faster. Yeah. So if you don't know the basics in real life business and then come to crypto and try to do it there, it could be going the wrong way.
Thank you so much, Ferhat, for your time. It was a pleasure interviewing you. Can you please tell me where we can follow you and get all the updates from Fitburn? What's the best way to keep up?
Yeah, I think the best way is fitburn.io. This is our website. On the website, you can find a link tree with all the socials, our Telegram, Instagram, Facebook. And this is, I think, the best way. Telegram is, in crypto world, I think, the fastest and easiest way. Yeah, just follow us there and you have everything you want to know.
Yes, and we'll also make sure to put all the links in the description of the episode.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you, Stella.
I'll see you around.
See you.
Pleasure.
Bye.